We're back with more of Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Before the break, we talked with the leader of one local IT company that's experiencing significant growth thanks to the innovative efforts of its workforce. It's growth that a lot of companies might envy.
One local organization working to aid would-be entrepreneurs and innovators at an earlier stage of their business plan is Scale Up Milwaukee. They're apparently doing their job so well that they're attracting attention from across the Atlantic.
The Danish Ministry of Business and Growth dispatched their chief advisor to Milwaukee for a month recently to observe how business theory is put into practice in the real world.
Søren Bottrup stopped by the studio on his last day in town, and he explained how he was assigned to visit Milwaukee in the first place.
I actually didn't go here on purpose because 1 year ago I had an interview with my boss, you know, like a yearly interview where we talk about a bonus or a career move and stuff like that. And I have done pretty good the last year, and I explained that to him as convincing as possible. And then I said, like, I would like to go maybe 1 week to London to study hardcore on the university, for example, to learn something new. And then he was like, well, let me think about it. And I wanted to do that instead of having a bonus because I prefer, like, to learn something new instead of having a check. And then I wrote an email to him about different things I could do on those courses. And then he said, no, I would like you to go to Milwaukee for 4 weeks. And I was like, okay. And then the first thing I did was Googling Milwaukee because I knew it was in the States. I knew it was a little bit north, and that was it. I didn't know anything about Milwaukee at all. And when I came to Milwaukee, I knew two things, that it would be minus 25 degrees Celsius in February and that Harley Davidson has their headquarters here.
So have you learned a few more things since then?
So now I have learned more things. But that's actually why I came here, because my boss knew a lot about Milwaukee that I didn't.
Given where you work and what you do, what was it about Milwaukee that was interesting to that department?
Yes, that was the building of an entrepreneurial ecosystem in Milwaukee. An entrepreneurial ecosystem, for those that don't know, is like a metaphor from biology where you have this theory about that everything has to be in place for companies to thrive and to grow. So like in biology, you need the small fish and the big fish and the water and the sunlight for everything to be perfect. And there's a guy from Israel called Daniel Eisenberg who has done a lot of research in that and been writing a lot of articles about that. And my boss in Denmark, he's a PhD in economics, and he agrees very much with the Israeli researcher. And I agree with a lot of the theories as well. So there's a lot of the projects we run in Denmark within entrepreneurship that we would like to build around these theories. But not so many places in the world, they have actually done that. So until now, it's mostly theories and not so many people can prove that it actually works, except for example, Milwaukee, where they have built Scale Up Milwaukee and the Scalerator program around these theories. So that's what I came here to see and study and learn from.
So how well have we done with those theories? Have we taken those theories and actually proved them correct?
I don't know if you have proved them correct yet because you're only on the third year. And, you know, when you have these big business programs, usually you cannot prove anything before after like 5, 6, 7 years because you have to have like a control group and stuff like that. But you have definitely done a lot of right things regarding the design of the program and the building and support of the ecosystem within these theories. That's for sure.
Are there specific businesses that you looked at to get this information?
Yeah. I've been here for 4 weeks. And in the beginning, I was working with two of the consultants in Scale Up Milwaukee and, you know, learning all of their colleagues to know and how the organization was built, stuff like that. Then week number two, we intensified the visits to the companies. So I think now I have visited 12 out of 18 companies in Milwaukee, approximately. So around two-thirds. And then I have attended one of their school classes for 2 days where a professor from Babson University teaches them, for example, team building or sales for 2 days. And when I did that, I made interviews also with, I think, 12 of the 18 companies. And I asked them, for example, have they learned anything through this program, and have they prioritized their time to be in this program instead of being in their own companies? I mean, like, I have worked with maybe 500 companies in Denmark in my career, and I know also from my own job that even one afternoon where you waste your time will not be very nice. One of the companies I talked to, he estimated that he has used 200 man hours in 6 months on this program. So, I mean, like, that's actually a proof in itself, because otherwise he would probably have, you know, stopped after 3 months and did something else with his business. And every company I asked about these things, they were like, yes, it's definitely worth the investment. So I know this is not like an academical proof, but for me, seeing so many programs all over the world where some are good, some are bad, then it's like proof enough for me until now that they really like it and they learn from it and they prioritize it over a lot of other things.
Did you also see that it was helping the businesses grow and do exactly that, accelerate and make more profit?
That's what I don't know yet, because it would be like a small miracle in Milwaukee if they grew over the 4 weeks I have been here. That's the thing you cannot prove before, like maybe after 6 to 12 to 18 months. And if you look at the whole program, if I compare with programs like this in Denmark, then it would be after 3 years. For example, I'm the manager of a big program myself in Denmark and in Europe. And it started in 2007. Now we are in 2016. And we have made evaluations of that in the year 11, 13, and 15. So we didn't start doing the research on our own program before 4 years after it had been running.
You need some time for it to actually work.
Yeah. Yes. But one thing I can say is that I have also asked the companies some like philosophical questions in the interviews. They were clearly like happy to be in the program for these 6 months. And then I asked them, like, if you have to choose between one of the following three things that have had the biggest impact on you, what would it be? One, it has helped it developing my skills. Two, it has helped me to prioritize better. Or three, it has helped to change my mindset towards more growth. And it could be all three of them. And I think three out of four had the clear answer that it has changed their mindset. And that's a theory of my own, that a lot of government-supported programs all over the world is trying to change the skills of the companies. And then they say, like, then automatically they will grow. In my opinion, I don't think it's like that. Because if you compare with sports, and you go into the big finals and stuff like that, then, you know, everybody has like exceptional skills, but the winners have like the mindset of winners, right? And when I look at the companies with huge success in Denmark and people I have known from they were very young till they are now billionaires, they always have had the same mindset of conquering the world and doing something for the world or doing something to change the world and stuff like that. And then money comes like as a side effect on that. So here it was really interesting to see that when they have to answer themselves, they actually put their finger on the change of mindset. So that was really interesting.
Is it fair to compare entrepreneurship in the United States with Denmark? Because I know that the capitalism is different. You know, you have a lot more government support of entrepreneurship and of companies than we do. Here it's pretty much you just kind of go and hope that there might be one or two people that have some money for you to go. And so does that change how people look at entrepreneurship and look at a program like this, the fact that there isn't that government support behind it?
It's like a really big question.
Yeah, I know.
It's, of course, something we discuss a lot in Denmark, and people agree and disagree about this subject as well. I mean, like, in my own opinion, and this is not like the ministry's opinion, that's my own opinion, then I think the government should support companies with programs that can support the companies. But I don't think they should actually like give a lot of money to the companies and like take care of them all the time, because then I'm afraid that the company's mindset will actually not be like I said before. Then there are all these stories about, you know, the US thinks Scandinavia is like this and this, and in Scandinavia we think the US is like this and this. But the companies I've met, they are all exactly the same as the companies I meet in Denmark. They have exactly the same problems with not enough time for sales. All the interviews, it's again and again, they say like, if I could do one thing, I would devote more time into sales. But they don't do it because there's a lot of other things they should do. And everybody knows that if you have to grow, you should use resources to sell. So the companies I talk to in Milwaukee and the companies I talk to in Copenhagen mention the same problems. If I should mention two things to what I've seen and what I have read and what I've experienced, there are like two huge differences between Denmark and the US. The first thing is the mindset. I think American people in general, from their born, have a wider mindset of conquering the world. And Denmark is just a smaller country, so it takes like a cultural change to think about the whole world instead of only Denmark and Europe. And then there is also the language. Like, you only speak Danish in Denmark, and we are 5 million people. You're 300 million people speaking the same language, having approximately the same culture. And then all the rest of the world is also looking towards USA, so they know your TV programs, they know your rock stars, they know McDonald's and all the Starbucks and all the big companies, they know them already. People probably don't know so many companies from Denmark, so we have to like, you know, prove anything to them. We have, for example, Lego, the small toys for kids that are doing really, really, really well. So that's a good brand, but you have probably like 1,000 of those brands that people would know.
Now that you've been here and you've observed these things and you've talked to these companies, what are you bringing back to your boss? What are you going to tell him when you get home?
I'm going to tell him that they have definitely stuck to the rules of the theories of entrepreneurial ecosystems in Milwaukee. They have designed the whole program according to those theories. That's one thing. Then the next thing is that they also like play as they say. So they actually do these things in real life. So one thing I'm totally sure of is that if you need to have a well-functioning entrepreneurial ecosystem, then you need all of these things I mentioned before with the big fish and the small fish and the water and the sunlight. But I'm sure you also need the public government to take part of the same ecosystem, because it's a lot about networking and trust. So if a government or a local community anywhere in the world wants to support an ecosystem, they cannot just do it from their office or behind their computer. They have to take part of the ecosystem and listen to the companies and the investors and the banks and, you know, always feel where is the problems and where are the possibilities. And what I've seen here the last 4 weeks is that the consultants like take active part of the ecosystem all the time. So in the perfect world, they are kind of mediators between all of the people that would normally meet and that would maybe use 3 to 6 to 12 months to trust each other. Then because the companies trust the program, the huge companies and the big hotshot CEOs of Milwaukee, they trust the program. The university professors trust the program and so on. Then the people working in the program will be the mediators between all of these different parts of the ecosystem. And if you do that over a period of, and I would say at least 5 to 10 years, because you cannot just build an ecosystem like this. Everybody is always mentioning Silicon Valley. We want to be like Silicon Valley and so on. But people forget that they have used many, many years to become what they are now.
To become Silicon Valley.
Exactly.
Right. They weren't. They didn't start there.
No.
So how is Milwaukee doing? How far along do you think we are?
I think you are like far and like in front of a lot of other areas all over the world, because to my knowledge, you only do this like maybe 5 to 10 different places until now, and the theories are still being discussed. So as a lot of other academical theories, you will have to wait to see, you know, who wins the power of the theory, and then there will be all of these people that will change the side. So they say, oh, now we need to do like entrepreneurial ecosystems and stuff like that. And you are like the front runners of that until now. But the total hardcore proof of really like explicit growth, we cannot have before 3 to 5 years from now.
Well, Søren, it has been such a pleasure having you in. I'm so glad you had a chance to come here and visit us for that month, and safe travels home.
Thank you.
Søren Vautrup is the chief advisor for the Danish Ministry of Business and Growth. He spent a month in Milwaukee recently observing the work that Scale Up Milwaukee is doing to foster entrepreneurship in the area.